So now it's time to move on to a man who calls himself the only true German Father Christmas. His name is Stefan Döserek, and he's from Cologne. And in the 1990s, he decided to establish a professional Father Christmas service, instructing aspiring Santas and handing out diplomas to those who are worthy. He's even got his own website where you can register for the seminars. Now, unsurprisingly, Stefan is so swamped this December that he didn't have time to come to our studio, but I managed to get hold of him on his mobile, which he needs to make sure his apprentices are still on track. I asked him to give me a quick Father Christmas crash course.
The beginning of this crash information is the question to you. Are you believe in Father Christmas?
Well, I always used to believe in him.
You must. You can't help him if you don't believe in Father Christmas.
Okay, so I take it that you are a firm believer in Father Christmas.
Yes, we have to, because it's the very important thing that you have to believe in Father Christmas.
Okay, assuming now I believe in Father Christmas.
Okay, thank you very much.
What would you teach me in a crash course?
Yes, the very important thing is informations before. You can't go to children, to grown-up people, without information about them.
Okay, can you give me some examples?
We know where the children go to the kindergarten. We know the name of the teacher. We know their hobbies. We know their mistakes, if they don't brush their teeth, if they are sometimes not so polite and something like this. Because we talk about these things with the children and with the grown-up people, and we have to have this information before.
What sort of skills do you teach your candidates apart from researching properly?
Yes, you have to be a good actor, yes, as well. You have to be a good driver, because you're not all the time on sledge, sometimes in a car or in train or something like this.
Now, assuming I wanted to sign up to a seminar,
yeah,
on your website, how would I go about it and what can I expect when I come to you?
You get information about the costumes, you get information about the informations before, you get information about the mistakes you can make, yes. Perhaps you can't eat inside your costume because you have a artificial beard at your face and you can't eat or drink with this, yes. And you mustn't smoke and you mustn't put out your mobile. And you have to learn all these things in the seminar.
So how many Father Christmases have you trained since you launched this project?
It's nearly more than 100 in the last years.
And what would you say was the most interesting experience you've had in training these people?
A very interesting experience was a guy from Turkey who wasn't Christian, he was Muslim, and he wants to act in front of his own children as Father Christmas, and he mixed up the both religions. And he was so interested about all the questions about the Christian religions and the actors which who want to help Santa. So it was very, very interesting for me to tell him all the information about Santa.
And do you know how it went down with his children?
It was this year, and he will start in a few days.
Ah, okay, so we might find out.
I get information about this. I will get.
Now, obviously, there's quite some demand for your skills, as you said.
Yeah.
Is this just a hobby, or can you live off the profits you generate?
No. I can't live about this. It is a hobby. It's a very big hobby, and it doesn't depend on the money. It does depend on the information you get about all the people, how the people celebrate the Christmas time.